وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, on this beautiful Monday morning, the 25th of November 2024. Corresponding with 23rd of Jamadul Ula, 1446. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu, wa lakal shukru kullu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat, protection, and Allah ta'ala grant us ease. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدين يسر. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah bless you with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, two names for this particular and specific surah and chapter. So chapter 40, verses 17, 18 and 19. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what will unfold on that day of justice. Maliki Yawmiddin, He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the exclusive owner of the day of justice. Therefore Islam is called the Deen. Inna Deena Indallahi Islam. The tafsir commentary of it is Inna Deen Al Maqboola Indallahi Islam. Verily the only religion accepted accepted in the sight of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Islam. Every other ism will be rejected, and the people will then be wondering what has happened. So Almighty Allah is telling us what will happen on that day of justice. Al-Yawm, today, the day of justice. Tujza kullu nafsim bima kasabat. Every person will be rewarded of what he earned. Second translation, every person will be punished according to what he earned. So if that person passed away with Iman, Islam, Almighty Allah's fadl, grace, mercy, benevolence came, he will enter paradise and Jannat al-Firdaus. And when that person who sane and mature died on kufr, shirk and nifaq, on blasphemy, and passed away and died on idol worship or on nifaq, hypocrisy, only lip service to Islam, the heart was devoid of Iman, faith and conviction, then there's punishment for all those type of people, because that is what they earned. La zulm al yawm. Today, no form of oppression and transgression. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab. People will start wondering and reflecting that from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Adam and Eve, you know Prophet Adam and his honorable wife Eve, so Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, right till the last baby, how many million, billion, trillion, zillion people, then Allah will take their hisab and reckoning and accountability. So Almighty Allah answers, Inna Allah sari'ul hisab. Verily Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is swift in reckoning. Did we read the dua this morning? Read now. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, hasibna hisabi yasira. O Almighty Allah, make my hisab, my reckoning easy for me. Read the dua. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, yammin kitabi. Give me my report, my book of deeds, my boarding pass in my right hand. O beloved Allah, chapter 90 Surah Balad, verse 18. Ulaika ashabul maymana. When you receive the book of deeds in the right hand, the report in the right hand, so that is the passport, the entry to everlasting bliss, happiness and prosperity and Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So therefore we should be reading this type of du'as. Allahumma yammin kutubi. O Almighty Allah, grant us our book of deeds in our right hand. Kutubi, the plural. Kitabi, singular. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab. And Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 14, verse 41, Surah Ibrahim. We should be making dua and supplicating to Almighty Allah daily. So Friday we were there in Kronstadt. So after Asr we went to the graveyard cemetery. The way I stayed, my brother Muhammad Mullah, and then there Shehnaz. So they originally from Newcastle. I performed their nikah, alhamdulillah. And the sister Shehnaz, her mother, her sister are buried there. So we make dua for all the marhumin. Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and all the believers. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ, the day the reckoning is established. MashaAllah, day in Virginia, we stayed by our brother from Bangladesh, Fakhrul Islam. They have wonderful names, you know. So his name, Fakhrul Islam, remember, honor of Islam. وَأَنذِرُهُمْ. And you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you warn them with love and compassion. Your son's name Nazir, your daughter's name Nazira, it means to warn with love and compassion. وَأَنذِرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْعَازِفَةِ. And warn them of the day that's drawing closer and closer, coming nearer and nearer. We know we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe in two qiyamahs. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. A person passes away, he or she's qiyamah, the micro has started. That this is their individual qiyamah, and everything will start already. Then the macro, chapter 99, and the entire surah, surah zilzal, idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha, when the convulsions and everything will fall apart, and everybody, everything will be destroyed. Chapter 28, verse 88, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha, except him, Almighty Allah was, is, will always be, huwa al-hayyul qayyum. You know Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2 and verse 255, AK 255, huwa al-hayyul qayyum, is ever living and self-subsisting. Death is for me and you, creation, but he is the exclusive creator. So is wa anzirhum, and warn them with love and compassion, yawm al-azifati, and on that day, the day which is coming nearer and nearer, the micro and the macro. The micro, our death, and the macro, the day when the entire universe creation will perish. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. So what will happen on that day at the time of the micro? Idhil qulubu, suddenly the hearts, ladal hanajiri will reach the throats. Kazimin means mamlu'un ay bil gham, and it will be filled with sadness and grief, and it will be worried, what will happen to me now? Post-death, this is sakarat. Allahumma inni ala sakarat al-maut. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi and in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Oh Allah, assist me against the pains and pangs of death. Qazimin, wal qazimin al-ghayda. A person's body is filled with rage and fury, and yet that person then subdues it, controls his anger. مَالِ الظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعُ. So for the zalimeen, those who are sane and mature, but they are guilty of kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship. For them, مَالِ الظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ. There is no bosom friend for them. Hamim, you say, yeah, mere jigri dost hai, mere pakka dost hai. So Hamim, no intimate friend, no bosom buddy, wala shafi', and no one to intercede, yuta, whose intercession will be accepted, and so forth. None they will be. Ya'alamu, the knowledge of Almighty Allah, all-embracing, all-encompassing. Ya'alamu kha'inat al-a'yuni. So he knows the eyes that are disloyal, that are treacherous. We are there by the beach, Umslanga, North Coast. We are there in his Pingo Beach, there the south coast, and we tell our wives, our children, look at the waves there, but the person actually is looking at the bikinis, at the stikinis, and looking at somebody, something else. So the eyes that are disloyal, we can fool people, we can never ever deceive Almighty Allah. His knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing. وَمَا تُخْفِ السُّدُورِ, and whatever is hidden in our bosoms, in our hearts, our intentions, how pure it is, how tainted, polluted it is. Jaisi niyat waisi baraka. If our intention is pure, then Almighty Allah will show you the results in this world and the optimum reward in the year after. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Hence the reward you receive in this world is just but a bonus. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ Akhirah, and the maximum optimum reward will be there in the year after. So Almighty Allah has mentioned everything in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. It is for us to reap all the benefit. Chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse number 148. May Almighty Allah make us min al-muhsineen, wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Chapter 3, verse 148, those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. So that is the message of Islam to one and all. We have the best and we should share it with the rest. That is compulsory upon us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today's news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. 23rd of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. Gaza genocide. Today, Monday, day number 416. Three jutlas dispatched to death to Jahannam and the hellfire. Alhamdulillah, three more Jews less on this earth and 12 others waiting in transit to get dispatched to the hellfire. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We have no sympathy, empathy for them. They are war criminals. And remember, see the apartheid of the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. And even the Haaretz newspaper confirmed it and said it is apartheid. So, for Palestinians, they can just detain you and keep you there in their prisons and jail. Detention without trial, as we had here in apartheid South Africa. So, but there won't be any detention without trial for the settlers and the jutlas and so forth. So, you see the double standards there. It's the only country in the world that the military can pass the verdict for baby, for children who are caught throwing stones and so forth. And so on, and how they are tortured there. The medics are tortured in jail by the Israelis. The children, the babies also are tortured. So that is how the haramis behave. And therefore, they are the scum of the earth. The most remember the zalim and oppressive nation and cursed nation. So red alerts in Israel, mashallah. You find Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan from Lebanon firing hundreds of rockets in Tel Aviv, Haifa, and various other parts of Israel. 4 million people had to helter-skelter into their shelters. Can you imagine that? So that's almost half the population of Israel. They had to run for their lives. So that is what Almighty Allah teaches us. Duribat alayhimu zilla. Allah has stamped upon them disgrace. That is what Almighty Allah informed us. Chapter 7, verse 167. La yab'athanna alayhim ila yawmil qiyamati may yasumuhum su'al adhab. That definitely, surely, Allah will let them be punished. The Jews, Allah didn't speak about Zionists there. Allah spoke about the Jews and the Jutlas and Jutlis. They will be punished right till the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice. May yasumuhum su'al adhab. The worst, worst punishment. Israel cannot condemn the ICC. Listen to that. Israel cannot condemn the International Court, Criminal Court, Gideon Levy says, meaning they were right to say that Bibi, Netanyahu, and Gallant, remember, both of them are war criminals, starving the Palestinians and causing murder to the innocent and civilians and so forth. So we also echo the sentiments that now they must be put on trial and then sent to prison forever, inshallah. In the UAE, they are the MBZ there, bootlicking the Israelis and the Americans. So now, one Jutla, he was in the army before. So now he became like they are, rabbi. And there, you must remember, in their Shabana, whatever they call it, the Jutlas. So they in UAE, in Dubai, and he has, remember, a kosher shop and so forth. He wants to legalize his activities. So it is said that Uzbeks, Allah knows best, that assassinated him, murdered him. Well done, whether it is brothers from Uzbekistan or anybody else. And they send another Jutla straight to hell. And now there is a warning out. Oh Jutlas, oh Jews, don't visit UAE. You see? And it's also going to be a terrible place for you. Already ready, Coogan, Coogan, whatever the hell his name is, dispatched straight to hell, alhamdulillah. So the UAE has to save face, show the world that no, we're taking this very serious. So three people are there arrested, but suspicion, and they'll cook up some story and so forth. Israel can never ever accept the truth. Hence, Israel, the government, has said that there are sanctions against the Haaretz newspaper. They will not advertise with them. They'll have nothing to do with them. So that is what happens when you speak the truth and you expose them and so forth. Putin and Erdogan, they spoke yesterday, day for yesterday on the phone. And remember that they are busy negotiating a lot of deals. So today, as I speak to you, is day number 1005 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. And Putin is giving them a good hiding. He's putting them in their places. Look at the hypocrisy of these Westerners. Each one of them a harami, a hypocrite, and an illegitimate being. U.S., America, the biggest haramis terrorists. U.K., these are another haramis terrorists. Both of them are responsible for the mess of the Palestinians, taking somebody else's land and giving it to a third party, the Jutlas and the Zionists. France and Germany have grave concerns over Iran and their nuclear. Why should you have grave concern when they did, they never attacked any country? So remember that without justification, Israel for 80 years is murdering and causing massacres there and so forth and so on. You should be concerned about them, remember that. But because you are whiteies and you are Westerners, you have double standards, remember that. Your history teaches us, shame on you. So bail money for Louis Liebenberg, he is the diamond scammer, you know. So he's involved in millions of deals. So now they raise money for bail, if he gets bail, over 100,000 rand. But that is South Africa, and the 100,000 rand money got stolen. That is South Africa. Wherever they get money, Tata Zonke, in this weekend, I heard about the accident that took place, you see. And that person had 500,000 rand hidden in his car. So the person passed away, and the family members contacted other people in that town and said, go look at that car, and we know our brother, our son has passed away. But in a certain place in the vehicle, you will find the money. They went there. Hambile, 500,000 gone. Who took it? Nobody knows, you see that. Pakistan, very sad, sad story. More than 60 people killed there in Kurram, and that is Shia Sunni. Remember that dispute, and the original dispute is a land dispute. Now because of the land, so the Shias went with the Shias, the Sunnis went with the Sunnis, and so many people killed. And remember, this is Pakistan. Very, very bad and sad. Imran Khan supporters clash with the army and police. And remember, they know once Imran is released and it's all trumped up charges against him, it will be a landslide victory for him and his party, the PTI, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf. But you know, Pakistan has become now Pakistan and impure, immoral. The G7 meeting will be starting there in Italy this week. So they told Israel, BB, and Gallant, any one of you come here, we arrest you and send you straight to jail. EFF, remember that he, Malema says, has been infiltrated by double agents. How you like that? Malema says EFF has been infiltrated by double agents. Zuma wishes to go to his grave as an ANC member, and therefore he says UANC cannot expel me. Big protest again has erupted there in Mozambique. So remember, the result of the elections was cooked up 70% to Frelimo. So obviously that is cooked up, remember that. So there are big problems in Mozambique, Maputo, and so forth. There's a very nice article. You understand? Maybe I should send it out. So remember that regarding Mias Farm. You know Mias Farm, how it was founded, and Mias Farm became the institution in 1940, and they produced hundreds of huffaz and so forth. The Quran Sharif I have here. Also, if I open it here, so you will see that Mias Farm Al-Ma'adul A'adid is written here, that this Quran Sharif Al-Ma'ad Islami bi waterfall, that the Islamic institution in waterfall. So they have the big, remember, hectares of land there. So if you want, this was reported in the Mail and Guardian. Mias Farm founded on Islamic law. I can agree with that to a certain extent, but a lot of people will definitely not agree. But I found the article very, very interesting in the Mail and Guardian. Mias Farm, the caption reads, Mias Farm founded, or waterfall, whatever it is, on Islamic law. City power cuts power in the Madrian area, and for 40 million debt people have not paid. So therefore, now that's the hub of activity here in Gauteng, and so many big corporates and debt, no power, and how will they function? So better pay up your debts. PMB, another crazy story this is, in the Witness, you know the newspaper there is called The Witness. So PMB, Peter Maritzburg, a property tycoon, has been arrested for kidnapping a Pakistani Saqalain, Ali Saqalain, and they can say they can't give the name of that property tycoon. He has to be first charged officially, and so forth and so on, and they kept him there in some warehouse. So a horrible story, all Muslims involved there. And yeah, one more story from South Africa. They say majority or many of the black South Africans wants the Israelis who have come now here to Cape Town and other parts of South Africa, they must pack up and get out from here and go back to Israel or wherever the hell they want to go to. You are not welcome here. La marhaban bikum. You war criminals and supporters of your rogue apartheid regime, get out. That is the message of majority of South Africans. We concur and we agree with them. Definitely, you are not welcome here. Program for today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, the interview with Mona Zahid Khan and myself. Topic, Zawalu Israel, the decline and the fall of Israel, inshallah, in our lifetime. Remember that it will be totally dismantled, bi fadlillahi wa rahmati, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. When will it happen? Our leader, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, said 2027. That is just an opinion, it's not our belief or something. So whether it happens in 2025, 26, 27, Allah alone knows. And 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran, and 2 to 2:30, report back trip to Free State, to Kronstadt and Virginia. Wonderful. Allah Ta'ala reward all the ulama and all the trustees and so forth. Then tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, will be the live Q&A, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Mulana, we have 20 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah, with the rapid fire Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I need to know how many days of Qasr Salah allow for the Shafis.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember that this is not only according to the Shafi'is. It is Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. They say, I'm traveling this week to Durban, right? So inshallah, we'll be staying there in Durban Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And then Sunday morning we return, inshallah. So 4 full nights we will be there and more. So when you're going to stay in a certain place, you take the nights into consideration, then if you're staying 4 full nights and more, then you are Muqeem. And from the day you arrive at your destination, then you will read your full Salat. So for Zohar, 4 rakats, Asr, 4 rakats, Isha, remember, 4 rakats, and the Hanafis say you must read Witr also, is compulsory, even though you are a Musafir and a traveler. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say You don't have to read the witr when you are a musafir and so forth. But if you are muqim, then you have to read it. So that is the separating line, that you're staying in a place for less than 4 nights. So you're staying 1 night, 2 nights, 3 nights. Then Maliki, Shafi, Zambalis, you are a musafir. And then you read 2 rakats for Zohar, Asr, Isha. Unless you are following the resident local imam. So that is how it works. But if you are staying 4 nights or more, then full salat. Hanafis, the demarcation line, separating line is 14 nights or less. So remember, then you are a musafir and you are a traveler. So we'll be staying there 4 nights. So we musafir, we follow the Hanafi school. And if you are staying in a certain place for 15 nights or more, then remember you are a muqim and you must read full salat. So only Hanafis work with 14 nights for musafir and traveler 15 nights and more, muqim and full salat. Shafi's, Maliki's, Ambalis, 4 nights and more than full salat, less than 4 nights than musafir. So just remember that usul and principle, and that will guide you, inshallah.
We have trustee members at our masjid that is selling haram meat and pork, and they are giving funds towards the masjid also. Is it permissible for the masjid to accept money from them?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If a Muslim person is selling wine and swine and pork and what have you, so to make him a trustee or to make him an official and so forth is haram also. And once you are sure that they are indulging in these type of activities and so forth, selling wine and swine and so forth, you must not accept their money also for the madrasa, for the masjid and good causes and so forth. Quran Sharif gave us a golden maxim and teaching. Chapter 5, verse number 2, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. We must cooperate and assist with one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And we must not cooperate in sin and transgression. And they will tell you they got fatwa from this Maulana, from this Darul Uloom, from that overseas Darul Uloom. Remember, the Quran Sharif is clear. Daru and alcohol is haram in all shapes, sizes and forms. Quri, chapter number 5 and verses number 90-91, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Ibn Majah, 10 people are cursed regarding alcohol and intoxicants, and regarding, you must remember, your interest and pork and all that, clearly enshrined in the noble Quran, totally, absolutely haram. So we must make them a sample and an example. And if you got them on the board of trustees and officials, they must be fired or they must resign. You can't have such people involved in such immoral activities, and we give them all this type of high post, not permissible.
Mufti Saab, does diluting breast milk with anything diminishes the quality for milk for the child to be someone? Does the milk have to be pure, or can it be mixed with it and still be valid?
Remember that once the lady has breastfed the baby and that baby is less than 2 years old, 2 lunar years old, and you are sure that there was some milk and so forth from the mother's breast, or she put it in a glass or cup and so forth, and remember that the milk is there, so maybe they mixed it up, diluted with some other substance, little bit, but the milk is there, majority and so forth. So surah 4, verse number 23, وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِ أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ, and your foster mothers who breastfed you, so remember she will become your foster mother. قَلِيلُهُ وَكَثِيرُهُ سَوَى, and whether they breastfed you with 3 drops and 5 drops or 1 liter or what have you, so remember she'll become your foster mother. That is the verdict of the Malikis and the Hanafi scholars and jurors. And according to the Shafi'is and Hanbalis, that lady has to breastfeed you on 5 different occasions, then only will she qualify to become your foster mother. That is the minimum, khamsu rada'atin, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and so forth. So the Hanafis looked at the Quran, and they looked at the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah. That is the Shafi'is, Hanbalis. So yes, you will become, remember, the foster mother, even if it is slightly diluted and so forth.
I'd like to know the reason in the dua of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Rabbi khfirli wa habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Why would Hazrat Sulaiman ask for the kingdom if it's against the shan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
You must remember that Almighty Allah gave miracles, mu'jizat of different nature to different prophets and messengers. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's time, the people were big doctors and physicians. So Almighty Allah granted and conferred upon him such miracles. No doctor could do that at that time. Wa ubri'ul akmaha wal abrasa wa uhyil mawta bi'iznillah. I was curing the baby babies that were born blind, the people who were lepers and suffering from leprosy, and I gave life to those people who were dead. But all this did not happen on my own accord. It all happened with the grace and mercy, benevolence and permission of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. In time of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, where people were indulging in sorcery, magic, jadu and witchcraft, so he then came and abolished it and demolished it and told them to indulge in this is kufr and blasphemy and so forth and so on. So Allah Ta'ala showed humanity that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam never indulged in witchcraft and magic and so forth, as the Jews were making propaganda. The Jews are biggest haramis, remember, from time of Moses and Aaron, time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, after refurbishing, renovating the Masjidul Aqsa, then he begged Allah 3 du'as, all mentioned in Sunan Nasai, and each du'a Allah gave him. First du'a he made, Rabbi ighfirli wa habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. O Allah, forgive me. Anbiya are protected from vices and sin, but they ask Allah for forgiveness, ta'aliman lil ummah, to teach the people where they are sent to and so forth. Grant me from your side such a kingdom, Ya Allah, that it must not be granted to anybody. So Allah Ta'ala gives whosoever He wants, as long as we don't make it the Alpha Omega, the aim and objective of our life. Today, how many Muslims? Multi-million, multi-billion, multi-trillion. But how do they use their wealth? If they use it correctly, Alhamdulillah, we draw inspiration from Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Then he said, Uwati uhukmi hukmak, Ya Allah, my verdict must concur and agree with your judgment. Fafahamnaha Sulaiman, Quran says, he had a greater, deeper understanding of the issue. And then you South Africans and people of the world, wherever you are listening to me, in Ireland or in London or in Amanskral, so remember third dua he made, Man ata hadhal bayt, who comes to this masjid, Masjidul Aqsa, la yuridu illa salata fi, with no hidden agenda and sinister motive, but just to perform salat there, kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummu, you will come out of your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. O Ummah, Ummat al-Muslimin, Ummat al-Quran wa Sunnah, that you should be going to Aqsa. You have performed Hajj, you have performed Umrah. Why are you forgetting and selective amnesia regarding our Qibla Ula, Al-Aqsa yunadik? Aqsa is inviting you and calling you. Al-Aqsa fi khatar, great, great danger there. Show our solidarity with Hamas. Show our solidarity solidarity with Palestine. Show our solidarity with Masjid al-Aqsa. That is our message to the world. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. We have no time for the jutlas, and the time for they are getting totally remembered, dismantled, is very, very near. The world has turned against these haramis and murderers and occupiers and colonial mentality and state. They're practicing apartheid for almost 80 years, and now everything is falling apart. So inshallah, go now, your December holidays. Everything is easy now. From next year, things will become difficult. Remember that.
Mufti Saab, what is the best and most accurate way to find Qibla? Our phones are accurate.
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hadith, remember that Qibla in Medina Munawwara is towards the Junub, towards the southern direction. So he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, told the people of Medina Munawwara, ma bayn al-mashriqi wal-maghribi Qibla, the portion between the east and the west, that is Qibla. So remember, you don't have to be dead on Qibla. You have 45 degrees, you understand? That flexibility on either side, on the right and on the left. So once you are within the 45 degrees on the right side, on the left side, on both sides, any one of them, so your salat is valid, and that is the fatwa of everybody this day. The Shafi'is initially used to say you must face Ainul Kaaba, you must face the Qibla, but how that cannot work nowadays? You have one surf in the istima. It's so long, 1 kilometer, 1 mile and more. So obviously that cannot work. So therefore the Shafi scholars have come to the Hanafis and Malikis and so forth and Hanbalis. So that's what is required. So wherever you are, so whether you want to rely on your compass, don't rely on one compass only. They take 2-3 different ones and then see. If you are in South Africa, you know that the Qibla is north and then east. So you just look at sunrise, sunset, all that, you will have a sense of direction. And then north, and then east, slightly east. So that will give you the Qibla. So always remember that we have flexibility of 45 degrees either side. Almighty Allah teaches us in the ending of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 286, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. You are traveling, right? So now myself, my wife, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, Wednesday will make departure. Zuhur Salat will be reading at O.R. Tambo Airport, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. So now, that if a person doesn't know, I'm just giving example, we know, but you're a traveler now from overseas or what have you, and you don't have an idea, so you make taharri, and that is, you just use your own intelligence and so forth, whether your own compass or whatever, and then you read Salat, your Salat is valid, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is Pakistan also responsible for our beloved mother, Dr. Afia Siddiqui's arrest?
100%.
And what is the actual reason this kuffar arrested her?
Remember that Dr. Afia Siddiqui was a genius, the most intelligent student in America at that time, and she passed word Kamlo Day, so many distinctions, and you know Parvez Musharraf and them haramis, murtads and so forth. So they offered them $1 million, $2 million US dollars and so forth, and the army. So that's why I tell you, Pakistan is the country, but the army is not Pakistan and so forth. So it is an immoral army. So they picked her up with the children and so forth, and then they sent her there after torturing whatever you there to Bagram, and that is the prison in Afghanistan. So the Pakistan army and politicians at that time, it was Parvez Musharraf 100% involved, and then in Afghanistan the leaders and politicians, the puppets of America also involved, and then the American regime also involved, and man, the jutla, the judge, 86 years, Burman or Bergman, the harami. So we hope and pray that now with the change in the American regime, that from the Democrats to the Republicans, Joe Biden, at least the Joe genocide Biden and the sleepy Joe will wake up and give pardon to our sister, and inshallah she can be reconciled with her daughter, with her sister and with the children. She has been through such an ordeal, the most oppressed Muslim lady in the world. Allahumma arzuqha as-sihha wal afiyah. Allahumma ruddaha ila aliha ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, return our sister Dr. Afia to her family ya rabbal alameen.
Mufti Saab, I want to know, if a widow remarries, will she be with her first or second husband in Jannah?
The hadith is authentic in Tabarani. The words mentioned there is ma'a akhiri azwajiha, she will be with the last husband. She married 2 times, 3 times. I know of some ladies married 8, 9 times, meaning the husbands passed away or divorced them after the iddat and waiting period. Then they got married again. They say they're very lonely or what have you. So remember with the last husband. But some ahadith and some ulama opine and say the husband who treated her the best, she will be with that husband. So Almighty Allah will give her what is best for her, whether it is her last husband or whether it is that husband who was a Muslim, obviously, but treated her very well. Chapter 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. It's compulsory upon you men to treat your wives, remember, with justice and respect and love. So that is many. We sometimes overlook it conveniently. So that is unacceptable.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to make dua through the wasila of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam?
I give you one Quranic verse and one Hadith Sharif, and then you will understand the verdict of us, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, what would the people do? The Quran Sharif teaches us, you must remember that, and they are the people that Quran Sharif states, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. And when the kitab, the final book came to them from Almighty Allah, confirming what they have there by them, the Quran Sharif came to confirm and entrench the books of the past, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, but they themselves interpolated it, brought about additions, omissions to it, and therefore it seems contradictions. And Wakanu, and before the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable birth of the Master, min qablu, before that, yastaftihuna ala alladhina kafaru, they used to use wasila, ya Allah, through the Mubarak name and name Nami, Ismi Grami, the final messenger, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, grant us victory against the enemies. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 89. But when the Master alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak, auspicious birth took place, because he came from the lineage of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, and not from Isaac and Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, based on jealousy, what they did, falamma jaa umma arafu kafaru bi. So when the Master alayhi salam came, the birth Mubarak, the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took place, they rejected it. They word there, yastaftihun ayyatawassalun, they used to make wasila through Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam qabla al-milad, even before the miladun nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 2, verse number 89, quote to Bukhari Sharif, kitab al-istisqa, and that is where you make dua for rain. So there you will find in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, there was a shortage of water, they needed rain. So they said, Inna natawassalu bin Nabi. We used to make wasila. The word natawassalu is mentioned through Nabi sallallahu sallam. And today we make wasila through the Ammin Nabi sallallahu sallam. We will use the name of Abbas radiallahu an. So we Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe 100% permissible to say, Ya Allah, accept our dua through the wasila and barakah of the Master, the blessings, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.